Fashion Week kicks off tomorrow in New York City. Designers will show their spring 2005 collections to fashion critics, magazine editors, department store buyers, and anybody else who wants to look. This week, Morning Edition is taking a look at the fashion industry. We will start with a close look at the changing technology of thread. Fans of synthetic fibers say they're a lot better than the threads used to make those 1970s leisure suits. But natural fibers like cotton and silk still have their defenders. Reporter Lita Hartman looks at the threads in your threads.
The Mulberry Silks Fabric Shop in Carrboro, North Carolina, is a busy place, even on a weekday.
My name is Larice Aramuni, and I've been sewing for 50 years, since I was 3 years old, because my father's a tailor.
Aramuni has just done a fitting for an elegant wedding dress she's designing. It's made completely of silk and lace. In the world, according to Aramuni, there are just two types of fabric, natural and plastic.
If you had a choice to wear something like this suede silk charmeuse next to your skin, or just a polyester blend knit, I mean, which feels better?
Not only do most natural fabrics feel better, Aramuni says, they take dyes better, they won't shrink, and if you get the iron too hot, they won't melt. All that may be so, but synthetics are here to stay. They made a convert out of Martha Parks. She's the owner of Soho, an upscale women's boutique in Raleigh. Some of her favorite pieces are by the French label Gerbeau.
And Gerbeau is the company that brought me over to the other side, in that I had been a strictly silk, cotton, linen, wool, cashmere sort of person. I thought that was the finest that you could do, and it's just not true.
Park says synthetics offer more design options than natural fabrics. Gerbeau, for instance, makes a wool and spandex skirt with an uneven hem, laser cut work, and random permanent pleats, which wouldn't be possible with a natural fabric. She says synthetics are also more carefree and durable. What makes the new synthetics so appealing is the micro in microfiber.
And microfiber is, in essence, taking a fiber and splitting it into core components.
Ingrid Johnson is a professor of textile development and marketing at the Fashion Institute of Technology. She says the difference between the polyester of yesterday and the polyester of today is like the difference between fat lasagna and skinny angel hair. The finer the fiber, the softer the hand. And that's what accounts for the nice feel of some of today's synthetics. Johnson says traditional labels like Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein tend to stick to traditional fabrics like linen and cotton. But designers targeting younger people like Nautica and Tommy Hilfiger know their customers won't be so discerning.
The new generation, my children's generation, do not think anything about polyester. They have no negative connotation when they hear it. They do not think of John Travolta wearing that white polyester suit and dancing like crazy and getting hotter than hot. And if it solves the problem that they have, or what they need, or what they see is of value to them, they will buy it. Does not matter to them.
The newest wonder in the material world is something called nanotechnology. Nanotech is not actually a fabric, but a new way of processing fabric that could revolutionize the clothing industry. The company that developed the technology, called Nanotex, has its East Coast lab in Burlington, North Carolina. Here, Renee Halton of Nanotex demonstrates stain resistance. She drops red wine onto fabric samples.
This is obviously untreated cotton, and this is obviously treated. So you see what happens, you have great repellency.
The wine beads up like balls of mercury and skids right off the fabric. Material treated with nanotechnology can be made to do almost anything. It can repel water, resist wrinkles, dry fast, and breathe. The secret is in the process. Instead of using topical treatments, which eventually wear off, the chemicals in nanotechnology actually form a molecular bond with the fabric. First, the fabric is dunked in a chemical bath, then dried, then tacked on a frame and placed in a curing oven. Lab manager Wade Burgess demonstrates.
And then it goes into the oven at eggs temperature to cross-link with the material.
So this is actually the step where the nanochemistry
reacts.
And that changes the fabric at a level almost too minute to imagine. A nanoparticle is smaller than a grain of sand, smaller than a red blood cell, smaller than a virus. In fact, it's so small, the company can legally call its treated fabric 100% cotton or 100% wool. Nanotex began by marketing khakis treated with nanotechnology about a year and a half ago. Now its products include Travelsmith wool blazers, Nordstrom dress cotton shirts, and Brooks Brothers silk ties. FIT professor Ingrid Johnson says this is just the beginning. She predicts that with nanotechnology, the clothing of the future will do amazing things.
It could be next year. It could be next 5 years. But we are going to see textiles, treatments that will trap odor and then release it in the wash. We are going to see fabrics that will offer a cooling effect to the skin. We will see products, and they're already out there, that will offer a moisturizer in your sock.
All of these innovations in fabric might appeal to some customers. But Larice Aramuni, the seamstress back at Mulberry Silks, isn't one of them. For instance, even though polyester has changed quite a bit, her opinion of it hasn't.
It's pretty. It's not as spongy as it used to be, you know, but it's still plastic.
For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman.
Photos of spill-resistant nanotechnology at work are at NPR.org. Our series on the fashion industry continues tomorrow with a profile of designer Esteban Cortazar.
Coming to Miami was just kind of like a culture shock because I was able to see drag queens, I saw designers, I saw fashionistas, I saw so many things that I was just like, wow, like, and I was this little boy, but just that's all I could see.
The youngest designer to show at Fashion Week tomorrow on Morning Edition.